The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. And warm greetings and sitting here with you, wishing you all a meaningful meditation or a satisfying one. Even when it's not satisfying, though, it can be quite beneficial, sometimes even more beneficial, because the very things that make meditation difficult are often the very things that mindfulness, it's useful to bring mindfulness to. It might be very important to be mindful of and learn something new, find a new way, be with oneself in a productive way with the difficulty. So one of the common descriptions of mindfulness practice you find here in the West is that it's a form of acceptance practice. And maybe so, and I'll talk more about that later, but right now I'd like to offer you a very important baseline orientation for doing Buddhist meditation, for doing mindfulness practice, that is akin to acceptance in a certain way, but doesn't require doing something. And often people have the impression that meditation is a lot about doing. Sometimes acceptance is understood as a ceasing of a lot of the doing that we do. And in a sense, that's what I want to emphasize today, that as you do the meditation today, rather than trying to focus so much on being mindful, rather than focusing a lot on some ideal, like to be compassionate for yourself or kind to yourself, focus on non-harming. Being attentive enough to track what your mind does, the thoughts, the attitudes, the motivations, the actions you want to do, and simply avoid anything that could be seen as being harmful, even if it is the harm is not strong, but certainly anything in the category of aversion, hatred, ill will towards yourself or towards others, towards the meditation. Any movement of greed and desire which causes stress and strain. Any being caught up in all kinds of thoughts about doubt and confusion and fantasy and all which kind of interfere with a kind of deep intimacy, a deep capacity for being at ease here and now. So what would happen in this meditation if you're attentive to avoid causing harm? The harm that comes from being alienated from yourself when we're caught up and lost in thought. So, if any of those movements of mind happen, let them be. Don't be involved in them. Don't get behind them. No need to be critical that they occur. Just let them be. The Buddhist question is to let be or not to let be. That is the question. And often the thing to do is to let be, let it be, don't get involved. So, assuming a meditation posture, a posture that feels good for you, but also good because it brings a kind of alertness to the body. And maybe with the alertness of the body, an alertness in the mind. Gently closing your eyes. And begin by remembering or sensing, imagining, finding what it might be like to have a mind, an attitude of non-harming. A mind that's non-harming because it has a strong connection to a sense of ease. A sense of peace within. Imagining that kind of mind and heart. And taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, relax into that possibility. Possibility of non-harming. A heart that doesn't want to harm. And if any harming tendencies arise, that could be annoyance, criticism, self-criticism, some subtle attitude in which we undermine ourselves, let that be. Don't be involved in it. Relax on the exhale. Relax into, so you approach the place within that's at ease and at peace, not in conflict with anything. Breathing in and breathing out. Approaching meditation as a practice of non-harming. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, perhaps consider the benefits that come from non-harming, what this world would be like if there was a heightened dedication to non-harming. What it would feel like for you to live in a world where you were confident you would not be harmed. And perhaps how you would like to support others and have the experience of not having to worry about being harmed. And perhaps that's one of the gifts you can give. A dedication of living a life of not harming. May it be that others can rest assured that they will not be the recipients of hate and ill will, meanness and bullying and snide remarks. May it be that all beings may be happy, may be safe, may be peaceful, may be free. And to be able to live without an ongoing worry of being harmed by anyone, including by themselves. And may we be dedicated to creating such a world by living it with a dedication to not harm. Thank you.